This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Hour number two, 3-hour show. Barry, Nick, Joel, all present and accounted for. Chuck, Patrick, lining up on the phone lines. Appreciate that. And all the love we're getting out on texts and tweets. I say love. I chuckle.
Hey, why would he? You said at the break AJ came in and put the angle on the double chin angle. Why would he know that that was the
one that I hate? Because you were talking about it on the air?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What? Joel, wasn't he talking about how he hates that angle on the
air?
I just
want you to realize you started this. It's on now.
Look, there's...
It's on and popping, as the kids say.
It's, we got rocks.
We got to utilize all three.
There's the straight up angle. There's the double chin.
How often do we use the producer
angle? There's the double chin angle. Yeah.
I've put it on. I've put it on quite a bit.
Once or twice for like a split second?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not checking the feed frequently
enough. Bro, I keep it up, okay?
He does actually do that.
I keep it up.
Yep.
Because I interact with KMFG and Steve-O and Parker, John Parker on there.
So just too into yourself.
No,
you
I'm
just
in.
Look when you're on.
Nope, I'm on the whole time. There's a chat. There's a chat over there. If you had ever logged in and looked at it, you would know that there's a chat that you can interact with our listeners. You know, this isn't about us. It's about the listeners. If you would get that through your head, Nick, maybe this whole show would be better.
I'm not wearing my cap today. That's why I didn't put it on.
Yeah, you're shiny.
Yeah, it's bling blingy.
A little bit.
Why didn't you wear
turtle
what happened to your hat? I'm telling you,
I'm just kidding. I don't care about the cap, but I'm trying to find excuses here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's not going so well.
You started this.
So that producer angle's coming up next what, 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. We're gonna get the producer angle.
Yeah.
Sure. Patrick wants to get in here on the Rockets. Been waiting a while. We appreciate it. Patrick, what's up?
Yeah, guys. I offered a standing bet with the bench, and I offered you and anybody in the Houston market. I think you guys, the Rockets don't have a chance. And I say that because I watched every Golden State game for the past few years, and you know, I think there was a clip one of you guys were saying that James Harden is the best offensive player in the league. And that's just patently false.
I say he's the best scorer. Best scorer this year. One-on-one, best scorer.
Well, he might have the stats, but he doesn't have the talent of Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant doesn't have the stats because he doesn't need to because he has a better team around him.
Patrick, are you a Warriors fan? Are you a Warriors fan? Did you grow up in Oakland? And
I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, actually, and I'm just a basketball fan that knows things when I see them.
Oh, do you think you're like breaking news with us by saying that you bet us that the Warriors will win the series? Because I'm pretty sure all three of us have picked the Warriors to win the series. So what news are you breaking?
No.
What news are you breaking?
I bet the bench, and I will bet anybody who wants anything that they want. And what I'm saying
Rockets
don't have a chance, and what you guys are missing.
Patrick, nobody's saying that. We're breaking down the game. Nobody's saying that the Rockets are winning the series.
Patrick, did you say that 2 years ago when the Cavs beat him in the finals? Did you say the Cavs didn't have a chance?
No, I didn't, actually.
No one said that the Rockets were winning the series, Patrick. We were breaking down individual things and what they need to do and what needs to happen if they want to have a chance to win.
Okay, you can get loud if you want to, but what I'm trying to tell you is I am agreeing and I'm standing and I'm putting the bet. I never said
why would I bet you if I think it's not going to happen? This is stupid. This is dumb. Why would I bet you that the Rockets are going to win if I don't think the Rockets are going to win, Patrick?
First of all, you would use your logic and realize that I never said that I'm betting you. I'm just saying that I bet the bench and I'm willing to bet anybody.
You started
else.
Your call by saying, I've got an open bet, but you guys too. It's with the bench and you can take it and everyone in the Houston market. We're not I feel like you're trying to act like we're being unrealistic and thinking the Rockets are winning this in four. I mean, I don't know what the point of your call is.
The point of my call is all I'm trying to add is that people who are analyzing this series are missing the fact that Sean Livingston is on the bench, and he is a key in this series as far as when people say that Golden State doesn't have as good of a bench as Houston. And the biggest key that I was trying to bring up is that Steve Kerr is the biggest key in this series because D'Antoni is a terrible coach. All I was trying to say is you learned how to listen was that I have a standing bet with anybody who wants to take it. I never made anything in my argument that said that you were stating anything to the contrary of what I was stating. I'm just making the point that I will bet anybody who wants to do it. It's called paying attention.
All right. Well, pay attention to this. Bye.
I'm leaving that.
The only thing I disagree with is the terrible.
Mike D'Antoni is the best offensive mind in basketball. Patrick?
He coached USA basketball, the offense, for how long?
Lord have mercy. I don't know why that pissed me off so much.
This isn't breaking news. Look at all the quote-unquote experts. Was it 90-some% have picked the Warriors? So he's not telling us something that we don't already know.
That's my point.
Everyone's lining up.
He come in trying to flop his dong on the table. Hey, I've got a bet.
It's a Schwantz, buddy.
Yeah, I'll bet you the Warriors win. Yeah, no crap, Patrick. We all think that. Get out of here, man.
Nick, what did you pick?
I picked the Rockets, but...
Stupid. That was the stupidest.
In how many games?
I said 6 or 7, but The thing is, I see what he's trying to say. He's just trying to make a point that...
Yeah, but don't... I get it, but...
Just because you're saying the bench isn't crap, the Rockets have the best bench in basketball, I think, in all of our opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can argue Toronto, but definitely the best bench left.
And we've said this, too.
Yeah, you pointed it out before
anybody.
Toronto
for the full season, because they were intact for the full season. Yeah. But as you added a Gerald Green, and you added a Joe Johnson, and you added some of these guys, it made their bench even better.
Man... I don't know why that bothered me so much, but
it did, and I liked it.
Don't call trying to make us look like we're idiots and throw your stuff on the table. Yeah, like,
text me instead.
Get out of here. All right. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen is my, hands down, it's my favorite place to go. I'll bet you, Patrick, if you go to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, you'll like the food. I'm confident of that. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. Cowboys and Indians, if you don't know, it's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. You're going to love this place because the menu is diverse and delicious. So you can get wings and sliders and hamburgers, and they've got a Himalayan Heat burger. You absolutely have to try that. If you're a burger dude, get out there and get that Himalayan Heat burger. Hands down, one of the best burgers in the city, no doubt. But they've also got that other side of the menu where they've got the Indian food like lamb vindaloo. They've got chicken curry. They've got some of the best butter chicken in Houston is right there at Cowboys and Indians. And the Indian food is all family recipes passed down through Haas's family over the generations and then perfected right there in the kitchen. It's an outstanding food, guys. You're going to love it. And while you're there, mention this show. Mention the Usual Suspects or ESPN 97.5 or me. And they'll give you 20% off their quesadillas made with naan bread, the naan quesadillas, which are a show favorite for all of us. Also, they've got a full-service bar so you can get your drink on and watch the game. And if you don't want to leave, let's say you just want to stay home, watch the game, chill with the wife and the kids, but have some delicious food, you can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. All options for you to get that food to your house. But if you want to go there, it's 1901 Taft in Midtown. For more information, look them up on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Why'd you do this?
That was very good, by the way, Nick. Well played.
I was just trying
to get
him fired up a little bit.
Already fired up last segment.
Yeah. Just imagine if Kurt Lowe called right now.
I just want to point out, I wasn't upset with Patrick's analysis of Sean Livingston, other than saying that Mike D'Antoni is a terrible coach. I thought that was stupid. But he's entitled to his own opinion.
Right, exactly.
Like, if you want to say, if you want to disagree with my analysis of their bench or the fact that James Harden is, you know, right now the best one-on-one scorer in the NBA or whatever, that's fine. That's not what upset me. What upset me was is that he calls up and goes, I've got a standing bet with the bench, and you guys, I'll make it with you too, and anyone else in the city of Houston, that the Rockets are not going to win. Yeah, no one said that. Why are you coming in here and just acting like that? That was what bothered me.
I get it.
Why are you...
I'm just laughing because this is, again, when I get fired up, you think it's silly, and then you get fired up, and it's the same
you're over there
exact
making
thing.
Faces.
And by the way, I'm just laughing because your boy, he just wrote you a paragraph.
Who, Patrick?
Yes.
Patrick, I'm deleting it. Oh, look. Oh, this is what I love. Barry, you're an idiot. I love that.
Any text that starts out like that, I do. Yeah. That's nice. Oh, at least God. We're going to do this civilized.
Patrick got his peewins hurt. Dude, whatever. Oh, this is what I love is that as soon as, like, if I get upset with somebody, this has happened with other listeners. Like, they can dish it out, but they can't take it. That's the beauty of it. Is you guys want to call and be a-holes and dicks to us, and then if we dish it back to you, you don't have no listening skills. Your comedy's not funny. All right, well, okay. That's cool, bro.
We've said this over and over again, just like when we had to have those pictures submitted. Like, if you want to take shots at us and what we do, tell us what you do. Tell us some information about you. We can do the same thing right back to you. It's a lot of fun for us. Barry proved it last week when y'all were subjecting photographs to his critique.
Let me know if you need help rewriting your jokes. How about you call Kurtlow and help him write you a take, bro? Weak ass. Get out of here, Patrick. You're blocked. No, you're not. I'm not going to block you. I'm going to let you keep sending your stuff. How about that? You're just not going to read it. Yeah. Well, we'll do it at the end. Do it at the end. Yeah.
Well, he has some at the end.
Oh, well, then we should tell the people now about the first day of the name game. If you guys don't know what that is, it's where we call two names. And if one of those names is your name, then if you're the first caller, you win today's prize.
Today's name is not Patrick.
No, it's definitely not Patrick. Today's prize was a gift certificate for two free admissions to the Dinner Detective Murder Mystery Dinner Show. It includes the complete murder mystery show, a fantastic dinner, waitstaff gratuity, a prize package for the winner, and a lot more. In this show, everyone's a suspect. Not this show, the Dinner Murder Mystery Show.
Our show, too.
Even you. And the killer might be at your table. I'm sad to say that the winner won't be on this show. The names were Henry and Brett, and they were done during Del and Raheel. Or Raheel and Del.
But there'll be times when we'll have the actual names and the winner will be drawn on our show.
Hopefully so. So, yeah. So, the name game is a new thing we're doing here. It's going to be awesome. So, you guys enjoy it.
Hey, Nick, didn't you recently do one of these deals? These mystery theater dinners or something?
Yeah, I went to the escape room over the weekend.
Now, Patrick is justifying. I'm a writer for a prominent cable network. Well, good. Get to work. Leave me alone. Ugh.
Just writing your jokes next show?
Yeah, I hope so. It's amazing. I've made it 5 years in comedy, but now Patrick needs to help me rewrite my jokes. Love it.
And your takes. Yes. Chuck, you want to get in here? You've been waiting a while. What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, fellas?
Chuck, I'll make you a bet. Just kidding. Don't do that, Chuck.
No, man. That caller right there is obviously a front runner, man. He's from Chicago, but now he's on Golden State's tip. You notice he said he didn't pick against the Cavs.
Yeah,
that guy is just going to go wherever he wants to go, man.
Yep.
But, man, hey, I'm going to disagree with two of y'all, man, on one thing. I think everybody's overlooking the fact that nobody thinks the Rockets are going to win. They're going to be playing with house money. The first two rounds of the playoffs, everybody was waiting to see them fall off the face of the earth. Now that they're there, the only team talking trash right now is Golden State. And it's 4 years in a row. You got to make that climb, baby. And when you become the hunter, hey, the hunt is. It's a hard thing. That's all I got to say, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate you, Chuck. Some good points.
I mean, here's the thing. And this is kind of like what we've said in the past when James keeps putting together the stats that he's put. Look, you could say all you want about Kevin Durant. The best offensive player on the planet in the last year or so is James Harden. There are people saying he might be the best isolation offensive scorer in the history of the game when all is said and done. And we know that there's a lot of things that have to happen, but you got to give the man his due. The man can score, and that's what you said. and the man gets his. That's big. I think that what I've said about Harden in the past that I will say about the Golden State Warriors is sometimes when you've done the things that they've done, I think they're 38-3 in the West over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, they've only had one elimination game. They've steamrolled. And at some point, you get complacent, and you need a little external motivation. Well, they've got the external motivation. They so do. They're kind of feeding on that. And we'll see how it goes. But we are here and asked our opinions, and we give them. That's what we do.
I can tell you, Patrick wasn't, they didn't have a lot of fans on the text line either.
That's not shocking to me.
Hang up on this dumbass. Oh, my God. you should have pulled an AJ and hung up on that douche. Jeez, way to be a dick, Laminack. LMAO. Yeah, not a lot of hang up on that tree hugger. Tree hugger?
Oh, wow.
Why would he be a tree hugger? That doesn't make any sense. OU Mike wants to throw. OU Mike texted something about him putting dog down. Like, Patrick has his dog put to sleep if he gets fleas. I don't even know what that means, but OU Mike's on hold, so we're going to get to his call next.
Okay, go.
No, after the break.
Oh, you're teasing. We'll go to the break.
Yeah.
A lot of times he doesn't hang in for that.
Well, he will. He's look at the subject of his call. Throw shade at Patrick. Of course he's going to hang on.
You're sure about this?
I'm positive.
Okay. Give me a second here, Barry.
Somebody said, where are you guys originally from on the text line, by the way? Okay. And I'm from Houston. Nick, where?
I'm from Houston. Okay. I was born in Webster.
So. Webster. I didn't think it was in Houston.
Yeah, I was so born in Webster, Texas, okay. Over by NASA.
Yeah. So Webster, Houston, and of course Milwaukee.
Yep.
There you go.
We've established that.
Yes.
Okay. So if you guys want to get in here, OU Mike, we're going to get you after the break. We already said that. And then right after that, Jose is going to be in on the show. So we appreciate you guys calling. If you can't reach us by a call, you're not near a phone, you can always hit us up on Twitter. If you're at your computer, it's at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And of course, you can text that number if you don't want to be on the air and you just want to participate. And we appreciate all you guys being suspects of the show. Right now, I'll tell you about the good people at Greater Texan Health. I mean, a lot of you guys are suffering from ED. You've heard the commercials. You've taken the pills. You're just not seeing the results. Well, Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, and help you end ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing that's free, no charge to you. You just call, you set up an appointment, you get a free confidential exam, and you get free testing, and all you got to do is just pick up the phone. It's 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. And they're conveniently located. They're over there in the medical center. They're just on South Main by NRG Stadium, so they're near Pearland, downtown, all the suburbs. You can get there and get there quickly. And if their recommendations don't work after you meet with them and have your exam and testing, you receive a full refund. So really, guys, what have you had to lose? You are not going to do anything but possibly beat ED with their help. It is all great because it's Greater Texan Health. Check them out at greatertexanhealth.com. Give them a call, 713-554-4915, and make sure you realize that Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That would have been bad.
We're back out of the halftime break. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Big show, ESPN 97.5. It is The Usual Suspects, where we appreciate most of you all the time. Jose, OU Mike, we see you guys lining up. Barry, you want to get your guy in here?
Yeah, let's take OU Mike's call. Let's do it.
OU Mike, the subject matter should be something that you
He wants to throw shade at Patrick.
What's up, Mike?
Man, after hearing Patrick's intellect, you know, he's definitely an athletic supporter. I mean, would this dude give his mom for Mother's Day a black eye? Sounded like somebody ran over his penis pump while he was still in it.
I'm sure you're going to rack him. I didn't even hear the.
No, I didn't either. It wasn't the same.
Well, you were laughing. It was there.
It wasn't very loud, though.
No.
Yeah. Good stuff, all you, Mike. Yeah, Patrick, not a lot of fans on the text line either. I'll try to get through these as quickly as possible because there's a lot. There's a lot,
Look, to me, that's like saying back in the day, I think the Celtics are going to win some championships. I mean, they're gonna string them together you wouldn't believe.
That's the thing is, he acts like he went out on a big limb. Oh, you went out on the team that's obviously the most well constructed as far as having the most talent on the floor with the big four, and you're picking them. They're the favorite, anyways. That's what pissed me off is like that. I don't know. Was that Kurt Lowe calling under assumed name of Patrick? There's that caller, Patrick, making me want to slap him for his dumb call. That last caller's an idiot. Rockets in three.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That was a terrible call by Patrick. He's trolling, which I kind of agreeing with. The caller, Patrick, bringing up Livingston as a factor pissed me off almost as much as when Joel brought up Gibson in the first round. They're not going to let you live that down.
Taj Gibson's an above-average defender, so suck it.
If that clown wants to bet someone, tell him they just legalized gambling. Roach ass looking for crumbs. Like, roach ass. What?
Okay.
I bet Patrick has a very boring life. Patrick is awarded no points, and may God have mercy on his soul. Tell Patrick to listen.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Tell Patrick to listen to the Blitz. that's what we should do now when we get callers that we don't like. Just be like, you know what? Just go listen to the Blitz. Just get out of here.
Or there's a prominent show that is very much welcoming to those of you that have differing viewpoints starting at 4 o'clock.
Barry and Patrick need to go to the Red House. That was from Jermaine. No, there's no. Barry, you're an idiot. I'm willing to bet you Harden is the best scorer in the league. What? I don't understand it. All right, and then I'm a dog walker. I pick up crap all day. There's nothing you can say that'll bother me. That was not from Patrick, though. We have established that Patrick is, quote, a writer for a prominent cable company TV show thing.
Yeah, I just...
So we've established that.
That was a bit much.
Yeah. So good for you, Patrick. Patrick, you got your 15 minutes. I hope you're happy. And it's that's all you're getting.
And he's consumed the text line, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm just deleting them now. I'm not reading any of the other stuff.
All right. So, Jose, you were waiting next in line. So why don't you come on in and talk a little Rockets. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What
man,
up?
Don't feed the troll, man.
Right?
Don't feed the troll. I'm going to talk a little more specifics, man. I think personally, you know, as a fan of the Rockets, you always want to think they have a puncher's chance, especially this season. But I think the biggest thing with the Rockets, though, I think Capella, his ability to defend on the perimeter is going to be a big deal, man, because they're going to try to get Curry on him. And we had a couple instances on the first two series where you saw Capella able to contain and kind of funnel the guard to the inside and the paint and block the shot and get the rebound. So I think Capella, how he has evolved, I think his ability to maintain and keep Curry in front of him is going to be the utmost importance. The other thing I think personally is that Gordon needs to step up, man. I think Eric's had one good game, in two series, and we need that scoring off the bench. If he's not hitting a shot, man, defensively, he's okay, but he's not going to shut nobody down. So I think we need to get him going because not being able to hit. I think the most infuriating thing for me was getting these open threes. The Rockets had so many open shots that we were just not making it. So on the offensive end, I was okay with the execution. It was just the missing shots that just constantly kept. So eventually I thought, you know, we're going to get our groove. We're going to have to have a couple of games where we're clicking all cylinders and we put up, 65, 70 points and a half.
Appreciate
good
the call.
Calls.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Good insight.
I kind of agree with all that because I said much of the stuff that he said, except, he was talking about Capella on the switch, Gardens, Curry, and I thought that there's that opportunity where if you can work it right, Capella would end up on Kevin Durant on the wing. And I think that actually
that's a better matchup.
Creates a favorable matchup more for the Rockets if that can happen. So I said, yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what the first thing I said. It doesn't matter because everybody was making the point about Durant and there's nobody to guard him. It doesn't matter who starts because the NBA is all switches now. Everybody switches on defense. So it doesn't matter who starts guarding Kevin Durant. It's who's guarding him at the time. So if you can get favorable switches and get somebody like Capella on Durant, even on the wing, where it's not a guard and he can actually stay in front of him, I think that gives you a little better chance against a guy like Durant.
And here's the Eric Gordon factor. Okay, he's shooting 34% from the floor overall. He's shooting 31% from three in the playoffs. Those numbers have got to go up. His season average in scoring points is down about 7 points a game. Those are all things that are, if he's back to just his regular season numbers, that's a huge feather in the cap for the Rockets. But if he is the inconsistent Eric Gordon, that's going to be a big problem for the Rockets. And the other thing that we're missing here in saying all the things that we're saying, even the ass clown that called earlier, the biggest thing is that you're criticizing a team that went out and did so much in less than 12 months' time to reinvent themselves, to have the shot, to be in the series, to possibly do what everybody's saying can't be done, as opposed to standing pat, trying to recreate through draft picks or restarting or pressing the reset button. They went out and got Chris Paul. They went out and added two guys we've said have been the glue in Mbamute and Tucker. Yeah. And they went from a team that unceremoniously crapped the bed against the Spurs to having the best record in the regular season, the MVP of the league, a guy in Chris Paul has proven it to be everything that, and more that they wanted and expected, and now they're in the position that everybody wishes they could be in. Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
What's so bad about that?
See, that's why, my take is pretty consistent. I'm the only one that picked the Rockets, but look, if it's not Paul, Harden, and then, more importantly, Gordon and Ariza, that are having consistent games. Maybe one bad game, but they got all the games have to be 20-plus point games. Otherwise, they're not going to win. They're just not. They have to. Now, Capella, I'll take 8 points, 10 boards, 10 blocks or 8 blocks. If he can do that defensively and be more of a defensive presence, he doesn't necessarily have to score a bunch of points. But Gordon and Ariza, they have to score alongside Paul and Harden. Otherwise, they're not going to. They're just not going to beat the Warriors.
I'm with you in the fact that they have to have perfect games, but they have to have four perfect games, basically. Everybody does. And again, it's unfortunate because this team is, like you were just saying, Joel, this team was built for this moment, and they've gotten to this moment, and so far it's going. But now everybody has to play to the level that you went out and got them for, if that makes sense. So you went out and got Luke and Mbamute to be able to shut down a Steph Curry or a Klay Thompson if you put him on them. Same thing with P.J. Tucker being able to hold a Draymond Green. Like, I feel like when Morey built this team that, in a way, he was almost like, all right, P.J. Tucker, Draymond Green, Luke and Mbamute, Klay Thompson, or Steph Curry. Like, almost identical types of players in certain ways or complements to the other side. So everybody's got to live up to their billing and the reason that Daryl Morey went out and got them, and they have to do so perfectly. I'm with you on that.
Perfect. There you go. And that's all we got to say about that. So, I mean, look, we're going to continue to roll on. Lawrence, again, loyal suspect of the show. So we're going to get you in. Don't worry about that. And there's plenty of room for everybody that wants to chime in. But just understand what we're actually saying versus what you think you're hearing, because that's a big difference.
Yeah.
By the way, Kirsten texted me and said there's already people there at Toyota Center parking.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's hope so.
What? That's great.
But we've said all along.
20 minutes ago. It's probably Upper Bowl, folks.
If you can't get there for this one, then you got issues. Yeah. You know who doesn't have issues? The good people like Josh Pesikoff and his people at Infuse Energy. I have signed up for Infuse Energy. I did it months ago. I've heard all the ads. I knew that they had good deals. I was amazed in how much money they saved me off my bill on a month-to-month basis, especially in the summer months with the air conditioning. Hundreds of dollars off my bill, and I'm not kidding. And that's something that is big savings, especially when you're talking about a family with a young child and all those expenses. The ability to be able to make all those ends meet a little easier because of the fact that you're saving hundreds of dollars, it's fantastic, and it's all because of Infuse Energy. Josh and his staff do a fantastic job. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them when you pick up the phone and you call. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Because they're not going to be an automated system. It's going to be a human being. And they're going to identify exactly when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and what you need for your business or for your home so that they can be the best and make sure that you can be 100% honest with them and know that you can trust them like a true friend. They're never going to pull the wool over your eyes. They're even going to be honest if there's another company out there that can beat the rates that they're offering. But overall, it's about building a relationship. And if they can do that, then you are going to be in a good spot, and so are they. Check them out. InfuseEnergy.com. 844-INFUSE2. 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and it all goes from there. Check them out. Give them a call. Tell them Joel sent you by. You're not going to be disappointed. Infuse Energy.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep Hour number 2, 3-hour show. We call it The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you. You guys participate with us, and that is exactly what we love.
Lawrence just bailed.
Lawrence just took off.
Like he's got a life or something, Lawrence? Come on, man. You don't have a life.
Lawrence, some people are out there getting their rocks off just by hearing their name on the radio. You should join the. You could join in.
Riley, yeah, we shouldn't say his name anymore. We just call him Trick. He's a Trick. Riley said a Rockets versus Warriors argument with Trick and Kurtlow would never end. That is so true.
Very true.
Oh my God, it would go on forever. That's a great call, Riley.
It's just, I mean, look, Granado will tell you this too. If you're from Chicago, you're so flipping loyal to your teams in that city, even when the Bears suck.
Yes. Still.
And I'm talking even the Blackhawks, the Cubs, or the White Sox, whichever one, the Bulls. That's crazy.
Yeah. Juggalo Trey, I guess, heard it because he goes, Barry, hopefully that wasn't Patrick Randall, P. Randizzle. No, that absolutely was not P. Randizzle. But he said, if not, that dude sounds like he goes to the barbershop and tells the stylist, just give me the Amber Alert. What? Trey, you're an idiot. I miss you. Miss you, boo-boo.
He missed cake today, too.
I know. He's going to be upset. He's going to cry. All right.
Did you really mean that I missed the 3-4 layer with the extra frosting? Dang it.
We'll save you a slice, Trey. What? I guess, is that Trelina?
Trelina wants to talk Rockets?
Yeah, this is Trelina.
Did we say that right?
Welcome to the show.
Okay, good. We said it right. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
Good. What's your assessment of the Rockets?
I would like to say this. I may not be a Rockets fan, but I'm a Rockets fan for right now because the Rockets have 3 players on their team that came from New Orleans: Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon, and Chris Paul.
Don't forget. Trelina, there's 4.
Yeah, I saw
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, Ryan Anderson.
That's right, Ryan Anderson. So basically, they're a mirror of what New Orleans was when we had the prior team. But I wanted to comment on the other dude who stood up there and said that the Warriors can be beaten. Anybody can be beaten. Can be beaten. We don't know what type. This is game one that's about to come on tonight, and we don't know how the Warriors, how the Rockets are going to step up their game. They might have something in the bag for them while he up here talking about the Warriors can be beaten. The Warriors can be beaten. And especially if Draymond Green don't sit up there and play dirty like he always do, he can be beaten because they was almost beaten by the Pelicans if he wasn't playing so dirty. So I'm on Team Rockets right now because I need them to win, and I'm on here to say that they can win, not that they won't get that they gonna lose, but they can win.
Well, Trillian, we appreciate your enthusiasm. Yep. Thank you for the call.
As Kevin Garnett once said, anything's possible.
Welcome to Team Rockets, I guess. Lawrence is back.
There we go.
Yeah. Stop trying
That's
to have
a
life.
Real caller.
Stop trying to have a life, Lawrence.
What's the deal?
Hey, everybody talking like they don't believe that the Rockets. Hey, guess what? Some guys are going to stay in that room. Best believe they thinking about the Rockets too. They didn't see the Rockets play. And they, one thing about the NBA, all these guys is high skill, and we all think the Rockets can't go on the chair of not hitting the buckets. You know what I'm saying? They can't go 2-3 chips on the court without hitting the buckets.
Hey, appreciate it, Lawrence. Yeah. You're right, though, man. It's what we've kind of been preaching this whole game. They have to play perfect, and they're going to have to play perfect the whole series. And I think they know that.
The bigger point is everyone's on scholarship here. So the entire league, anything's possible. Just look at what happened in the opening round when everybody said that the Pelicans were going to get whitewashed by the Blazers. And what happened? The exact opposite. The Pelicans just thumped Portland, or you could say that, hey, this Warriors team that everybody's anointed as being so great. And look, and the numbers they put up and what they're going to do historically is probably going to be monumental in terms of what they, the legacy that they've created. But at the same time, you look at it and say, they did lose to the Cavaliers in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So they, can be they have been pushed.
They can be beaten.
Yeah. And, you know, if Zsa doesn't step under Kawhi, there's an issue there, too. So,
cheaters.
Look, it is. It's why they play the games. So we're hoping for a great series. But if you want to get, if you're asking for our honest breakdowns, we've given them to you.
All right, so are we, oh, we have another Rockets call.
We'll get Brandon here real quick.
And
Brandon,
then let's cap the Rockets calls for now. Maybe Brandon, we can come back later. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to, I don't know if you already talked about it or not, but you probably already did, but I just wanted to get, like, your take on, because I was talking about with some buddies, what do you think the quickest way to the Rockets getting past Golden State is? Like, which games do you think are the most important for them to win? You know, obviously it'd be the home courts, but which game do you think three or four is the most important that they would have to win? Because they got to win one of those games. You know what I mean? And there's only eight games left to get to the title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can essentially only go 8-3. You know, if you're talking about winning a title, you know what I mean?
But Brandon, here's the thing: they've got the home court, so they don't have to win at Golden State. They just have to take care of the home court. And I think, just to answer your question, and I'll throw it to Barry, the biggest game for me is right now, tonight. Because you don't want to be in a Toronto Raptors situation. Be the number one seed. Have the home court. Look forward to playing the team that you, just like the Rockets with the Warriors, the Raptors identified the Cavs as the team to beat. And that's who they wanted. That's who they got. And when they lost that game in game one, it was demoralizing. And they folded up their tents and they went home. That's why I think tonight it is so hyper important for this team to get off to a good start, to make sure that they take care of that home court, they send a message, and they do what they need to do to make sure that they, after one game, are in control. That's what I would say.
Cool. Word.
You got nothing on that?
I mean, he's asking what games are important. All the home games.
Mm-hmm.
You played, it's kind of what happened with the Jazz. I mean, you played this whole season to have this moment, to be able to have home court advantage. I'm guessing that the Rockets, you know, their hope is that they can get this to a game seven, because then it's at home.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this team can win on the road, so can the Warriors.
But losing one at home, like one of the first two at home, may not be like a situation with like the Jazz where you come back.
And no.
I don't know if they can have one of those wake-up calls and beat the Warriors. So I agree with Joel and you. Like, they have to take care of home, meaning they have to win the first two games.
That's it. But this is
it's
what you
really
played
important
for
them, at least.
Yeah.
What do they say? The old saying goes, the series really hasn't started till someone wins on the other team's home court.
Well, I think it comes down to being a three-game series, right? Like, you should take care of your home court here. Then you should come back 2-2. And that would be ideal. Ideal, you go out and win one there.
But I mean, the other thing is important to keep in mind is, because it is a seven-game series, just because you lose one at home doesn't mean you can't get back in it, too.
Right.
There's a reason why you're a one seed with a whole bunch of talent. You can win, too. Rockets' road record was very, very good.
Yeah.
So you can do that. And remember now, let's go back to, was it 2015, 2016, the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors? Rockets were in A1 position as a road team in Oakland on three occasions and couldn't close the deal. One, Harden threw the ball to Dwight Howard instead of shooting it with a chance to win. One, he had the record breaker from turnovers in a game, blew that one. And the other one was Dwight Howard had, they gave him a 16-point lead in game one in Golden State, and then he tweaked his knee, and that kind of turned the series sideways. But the Rockets had their chances in Golden State, so it's not over just because they lose a home game, but you do need to try and take care of your business on your home floor.
Yeah, White Magic had a question. He said, what's more likely to happen? Every game's a blowout either way? Or every game being down to the wire. I suspect every game down to the wire. I mean, there's going to be a snoozer in there. There's going to be a blowout, I'm sure.
Yeah.
At some point. I could see, like, if the Rockets wins games one and two at home, that game three. Oh, God, yeah, they might lose by 40 in game three.
You just don't, as a basketball fan,
but I think most
and for
of them
the
come
reputation
down to the wire.
Of the Rockets on the way up, too, you don't want to have what happened yesterday with Boston and Cleveland.
Right.
Because that's bad as a viewer. They're going to turn that off.
Yeah.
But if you get close games and then people can give you your due saying, hey, the Rockets are giving them all they could ask for and more, then that's what you want out of the series, and that's what you hope for. I suspect there are going to be a lot of close games, and I hope so for the anticipation that's gone like 8 months now, trying to hope for this series. So you just know. But again, that's why we say that's why they play the series. That's why they do it.
When we come back, can we talk about this gambling thing? I have questions, and hopefully you guys can answer them.
Fred did a hell of a job, too, by the way, on Sports Wrap, trying to break it down.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I just need to read that. We should bring Fred in.
He's around.
Or Lance, one of the two.
They're there.
I'll run down the hall.
Yeah, go see if like Fred or Lance can talk about gambling. Is he not here?
Yeah, he's
Lance. In general in gambling.
There was chocolate cake. Of course, Lance was here.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Or we can get AJ. I just want questions answered that I have that I don't know about because I'm ignorant to some of this. So we can, we'll try to get that.
See what we can do. Two in the books, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show. And of course, if you want to participate, we'd love to have you. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the final 60 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.